You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Wednesday last week, workers' unions across the country held rallies over concerns of what they've dubbed this government's anti-worker agenda. These concerns stem from elements such as the government's cuts on public services, scrapping fair pay agreements, and reintroducing 90-day trials. Attendees of the rallies included Labour leader Christopher Hipkins and several members of Te Pāti Māori, including co-leaders Rāwiri Waititi and Demi Ngarewa Packer, with the Public Service Association saying roughly 10,000 individuals showed up to the rallies overall. Joel spoke to the Assistant Secretary for the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons, about the rallies and what the atmosphere was like for those attending the hui.
Early this week, thousands of workers rallied across the country. For those who are unaware, could you discuss why these rallies were occurring?
Really, the rallies all over New Zealand took place because what we are seeing is New Zealand's most anti-worker government. So ever since this government came to office, every day they've stripped workers of rights and made New Zealand a less positive place for working people. And you don't need to look very far at some of the initiatives they've done. They scrapped fair pay agreements. They introduced the very oppressive and harsh 90-day trial periods, which take away people's right to a fair process when they're employed. They've failed to increase the minimum wage to take into account the real increase in the cost of living. They've sacked over 6,000 public servants, and so much more. So really, that was all coming to a head, and there were rallies all over New Zealand to say, this is enough, it's got to stop.
Have we seen rallies of this scale in the past here in Aotearoa?
Not for a long time. And what we saw this week was a real groundswell of opposition from the entire New Zealand trade union movement, but also from other groups within the community who are very worried about this government's approach to Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the trampling of the importance of that document to New Zealand and New Zealanders. And really it was about uniting and standing up against the government and actually about a better future for New Zealand and one that puts Te Tiriti o Waitangi in its rightful place, that treats workers with dignity and humanity, and makes sure that people can actually have a good life for working hard in their communities.
At these rallies, not only did we see union members from a variety of different unions and workers, but also politicians representing multiple different political parties. So who was attending these rallies?
That's right. It was really heartening to see a very strong contingent from the three main opposition parties, Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori, came to rallies all over New Zealand and sent representatives. And the nature of these events were that they were meetings. They were formal meetings for union members to hear from officials and workers about the state of New Zealand and what we must do. And it was very heartening to see those politicians come along to them, to support the meetings, to rally with the crowds, and also to listen. And it was very clear that it wasn't for politicians to be speaking, it was for them to be listening. And what we know as a trade union movement is that we need to work closely with Labour and the Greens and Te Pāti Māori to make sure that all New Zealanders see the divisive nature of this government and why it must be stopped.
What was the atmosphere looking like during this day of action?
I was down at our parliament here in Wellington and the atmosphere was electric. People have been wanting an opportunity to stand up and fight back against this government. And by coming to the meeting, they really were a part of something much bigger than what they have in their families or in their workplaces. They were part of a collective action of opposition and resistance to what this government is doing to Aotearoa New Zealand. And the feedback I got from people was that they found it very energising and inspiring.
Although the rallies and hui are still quite fresh, are you aware of whether the government has addressed this day of action?
I've seen some quite unhelpful comments from the Minister for Workplace Relations, Brooke Van Velden. She basically dismissed the rallies and committed to an ongoing work program which does undermine workers' rights, which tries to undo the health and safety system that we have for working people in this country. And I think it's very disappointing because what we actually need is a government that listens and considers how important the minimum wage is in New Zealand. And if it's a government, as they said when they came in, that cares about the cost of living facing New Zealanders, why wouldn't they increase the minimum wage for the lowest paid workers in our country? So it's very disappointing that we haven't had a stronger response from this government and a genuine willingness to listen and engage and understand the issues for working people.
If the government does not address this day of action in time, does the PSA have any sort of further plans to advocate for the concerns union members and just workers in general have?
Absolutely. This is just the start of a campaign between now and the next general election, wherever that is. And we will keep up our opposition and our resistance to what the government's doing because we know that it's taking New Zealand backwards. And so this is just the beginning of events and campaigns and rallies and protests and meetings that we will see all over New Zealand between now and Election Day.
And do you believe these rallies could increase in size in the future if the government doesn't address these concerns?
Yeah, well, what we know is that for every person who attended one of these events all over New Zealand, there are many more who are concerned. For whatever reason, they couldn't come. But one of the messages to all those in attendance was, please, speak to people in your families, speak to people in your communities and get them engaged, get them to join unions, get them engaged in this campaign of resistance and opposition to the government because we know the feeling runs deep and I expect that we will see even more people coming out and opposing what this government's doing.
What does the PSA believe needs to change?
The starting point is we need a government that values work and values workers and sees the importance of the delivery of public services and health and education. We need a health system where everybody can get the health care that they need and an education system that really lets and enables and encourages and supports every child to reach their potential. And we need a government that values public services and the people that perform them for the important work they do on behalf of us all. But what we've seen actually is a government that's taken a slash and burn approach to public services. And if you just take, for example, the cuts that have resulted in 7,000 people losing their jobs, those were people that were keeping our borders secure. Those were people that were making sure that we weren't exposed to the many, many different online scams that exist. They were people who were keeping our archives and the history of New Zealand safe. These were people that were stopping and supporting those people on our borders to stop dangerous organisms coming into New Zealand that would upset our agriculture industry. But there's so many more, and the government had no plan. It simply went about willy-nilly dismissing public servants, all because they wanted to introduce unaffordable tax cuts and give landlords this real tax windfall. And it's at the expense of all of us. So we need to see a government that values health, that values education and values public services that we all rely on.
That was Assistant Secretary for the Public Service Association, Fleur Fitzsimons, speaking about the recent workers' rallies that occurred across the country last week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.